आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
शंकराचार्य जी से इन वर्स नंबर 230, सद ब्रह्म कार्यम सकलम सदेवम, सद ब्रह्म कार्यम, कार्यम मीन्स इफेक्ट, इफेक्ट ऑफ हु इज कारण, हु इज कॉज, सद ब्रह्म, ब्रह्म विच इज सत, सद ब्रह्म कार्यम द इफेक्ट ऑफ सद ब्रह्म, सकलम ऑल, सद एवं दैट इज ओनली सत। We have seen effect is nothing but cause in different form. So effect of sad is nothing but sat. Therefore, tanmatram, tanmatram, tatmatra, brahma matra. So whatever is the effect of sad brahma is nothing but brahma. Na tato anyadasti, na, there is nothing else. Nothing else is there. Asti iti yo bhakti. If somebody says, no, no, jagat is different, effect is different from cause, jagat is different from Brahman, astiti yo bhakti tas na tasya moha binarkatah, tasya moha, moha, what is moha? Delusion. What is delusion?
That's the thing that
is. Not understanding a thing as it is. Not understanding. So what is the reality? Reality is that the whole world is Brahman only, because it is effect of Brahman. If somebody thinks, no, 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 it is different, then his moha, his delusion, his wrong understanding has not gone. Nidritvat prajalpaha, as if he is in the sleep, he is talking. He has got no clear understanding. Okay, Shankaracharya, do you have any support of any Veda, or it is your conclusion? No, no, no. we have got support of Veda. What is that? Brahma eva idam viswam iti eva bani shrutau. It is read in the Shruti. It is in the Veda. What is that bani? Brahma eva idam. Idam means this. Eva means alone. Whatever you are seeing as a this is Brahma alone. Brahma eva idam. Vishwam iti eva bani shruti. Shruti says this thing. Which Shruti says? It is says, brute atharva nishtha varishtha. It is said in Atharva Veda. So this word, this sentence, Brahma eva idam vishwam iti, this is from Atharva Veda. So Atharva Veda says that. So it's not made by me. Acha. Where from Veda came? Brahmaji. Brahmaji. Where from Brahmaji got the knowledge? Narayana. So it's the original, it's coming in Guru Sishya Parampara. So that is written in Veda. Very good. Tasmad etad Brahma matram hi viswam. Tasmad, therefore. Logically, I have proved that effect is nothing but cause in different form. And I am giving you the quotation from Shruti also. Atharva Veda also says the same thing. Tasmat, therefore. Therefore, conclusion, nigaman. Tasmat, etad brahma matram hi viswam. This viswam is what? It's brahma matram. It's only brahma. That's all. Na adhisthanad bhinnata aropitasya. Adhisthan and arop. What is adhisthan? Substratum. And superimposition. So superimposition is not different from substratum. It is not different. So the whole world is what? It's Brahman only. All gold ornaments are what? Gold only. All mud pots are mud only. Very good. Then, even if you say, no. Satyam yadi syat jagat etat atmana. If you still say, no, jagat is satya. Still if you say the jagat is satya, then Shankaracharya is going to tell there are three fallacies will come. What is that? Atmana anantatvahani. Atman is ananta, infinite. But if you say jagat is satya, then there are two satya. Brahma is satya, jagat is satya. So there cannot be two infinite. The moment you say jagat is satya, then what will happen? The anantatva of Brahman is lost. Then Brahman becomes limited. Once you become limited, what will happen? The process, you know. Yadrisham tad jadam tad vikari tad mitya tad asat khata. So Brahman also become asat. But we say sad Brahma. Anantatvahani. Then what else? Nigam apramanata. Nigam means Veda, Shruti. Apraman, they are not praman, they are not the means of knowledge. We all know that alaukik vishay hai Veda pramana. Alaukik vishay. Laukik means whatever we see, what we can perceive. Alaukik, which cannot perceive by five organs of perception. Alaukik vishay. What is the praman? What is the means of knowledge? Veda. If you want to know about Swarga, Swarga we can't perceive by our organs of perception. Where will you get information about the Swarga? Veda. Where will I get information about Brahman? Veda. I can't see Brahman. So nigama apramanata. If you say jagat is satya, then our Veda become false, because Veda says jagat mithya, who is satya, Brahma is satya, nigama pramanata. Not only that, he says asatya vaditvam api isi tu, even the Ishwar become asatya. Ishwar also become asatya, because Lord Krishna has said this jagat is not satya, it's mithya. Ishwar also become asatya. Okay, and even if you say jagat is satya, then whatever is written in Veda is also faulty pride. It's asat. Na etat trayam sadhu hitam mahatmanam. Sadhu, mahatma, those who have realized, they will not accept this. They will not accept that jagat is satya. Then he says, Ishwar vastu tattvagya. Who is Ishwar? Vastu tattvagya. Gya means knower. He is the knower of everything. And he has said, in Bhagavad Gita it is said, na chaham tesu avasthita, I am not in them. Who has said? Bhagavan Krishna has said, I am not in them. Na cha masthani bhutani, there is nobody in me. There is no bhuta, no being in me. Itimeva vyachikripta or vyachikatata, it is said. In this way it is said there. Then again another logic Shankaracharya ji says, yadi satyam bhaveta visyam, if you say the visva is satya, then he says, susopto api upalabhyatam, then it should be available in susupti also. Because once you are saying sat, sat means what? It should be available in three periods of time. So we are not thinking of past, present and future. Okay, you show me in one day. One day means in susupti every night we go into deep sleep. World is there. In deep sleep world is not there. So how do you say this is sat? It cannot be sat. Yadi satyam bhaveta visvam, if you say that visva is sat, it is always present, then it should be available in deep sleep also. Yana upalabhyate kinchit, but it is not available. It is our own experience. In deep sleep there is no word. Kinchit ataha asat svapnavan mrisha, ataha therefore it is asat. A thing which is not sat, we call it asat, khatam. Sat means? Because it is there in three periods of time. Since the world is not there in three periods of time, it is available in Jagrat Avastha, but the same world is not available in the dream Avastha and Susupti, or the dream world is not available in the Jagrat and the Susupti. Both the Jagrat world and the dream world is negated in Susupti. Therefore, this is not Sat. If you say it is Sat, then it should be available in Susupti also. Therefore, it is like Swapna, it is like a dream, it is Asat. It is not available in three periods of time, therefore it is. You see, the reality of the world is negated because it is not available in three periods of time. Therefore it is Asat. Atha, next. 1 minute, that means. Read this. Gurudev writes, the truth satyam is that which remains unchanged in all three periods of time. The pluralistic phenomenal world is perceptible as long as one is awake. Once the individual enters the bliss hall of the deep sleep, the pluralistic world at once ends. On his waking up, it again manifests itself to him. That which remain at one time but not at another time can never be truth. Even when available for cognition during the waking state, it undergoes changes. It never remains same. Hence the world is only as true as dream. So our waking world is what? Dream number one. Both are equally unreal, mere projection of mind under delusion. So his whole world is projection of mind. So long the mind is there, world is there. When the mind is not there, world is not there. Therefore, mind is world. Therefore, mind is world.
Ata prithak nasti jagat paratmanah. Ata prithak nasti jagat paratmanah. Prithak pratitistu mrisha gunadivat. Prithak pratitistu mrisha gunadivat. Aropitasyasti kimarthavata. Aropitasyasti किमर्थवत्ता अधिष्ठानमाभाति तथा भ्रमेण
अधिष्ठानमाभाति तथा भ्रमेण
अत पृथक् नास्ति जगत् परात्मनः पृथक् प्रतीतिस्तु मृषा गुणादिवत् आरोपितस्यास्ति किमर्थवत्ता अधिष्ठानमाभाति तथा भ्रमेण
अथ देयरफोर पृथक् नास्ति जगत् परमात्मनः पृथक् डिफरेंट दिस जगत् इज नॉट डिफरेंट फ्रॉम परात्मन दिस जगत् इज परमात्मा ओनली वन एंड सेम So the superimposition is nothing but substratum. That is proved. Okay. Prithak pratiti tu mrisha gunadivat. If there is a pratiti, pratiti means its appearance only. Prithak pratiti, if you are seeing different, that is mrisha, that is false. How? Gunadivat. It is because of quality. It is because of quality. You are seeing difference. Bangle, golden bangle. What is that? It's the gold only. If I take out gold from bangle, can you show me the shape and size of bangle? You cannot show. So what is bangle? Bangle is nothing but gold. Naam roop you can't show. Naam roop we can't show. If we take out the cause of the effect, if we take out gold from gold bangle, Can you show the form of bangle? No, there is no form. And no name required. So it's mrisha, gunadivat. Like if you are seeing the snake is moving on rope, it is really the rope moving. The movement of rope is superimposed on the snake. It's the quality. It is just an appearance. It is mrisha. It is false. We see the sky is blue, it is false. Sky is not blue. If you are standing on the seashore, you will find that the sky and the earth is meeting at one place. It is mrisha, it is false. Go. You will always find that it is meeting somewhere like that. But the earth is round, you will come back to the same point and you will find again the space and the earth meeting at far distance. Is it real? It is false. Gunadivata. Then arupitasya asti kim arthavatta? Arthavatta means meaning. What is the meaning of the superimposition? No meaning. Can a superimposition have any meaning apart from its own substratum? It is substratum only. Simple example I am giving you will understand. Everything is Brahman only. In Drigdrishya Vivek, it was explained. How? What is this table? This table is made of, say, wood, plastic, or whatever it is, or iron frame. Where from you got it? You got it from earth only. All the metals come from earth. Where from earth has come? It has come from the water. You remember? Na? Brahman, Maya. After Maya, from Maya came space, from space came air, from air came fire, from fire came water, from water came earth. Therefore, earth is an effect, cause is water, then water is effect, cause is fire, effect is fire, cause is air, effect is air, cause is space. Peace is effect, cause is Maya, and that is the power of Brahman. It has come from Brahman. Because before creation, only Brahman was there. So who can be the cause? Brahman. Acha, can you prove now? Yes, we can prove it now also. Brahman means Satchidananda. Sat means existence. That existence is coming in everything. Space is, air is, fire is, water is, earth is, ignorance is coming. So what is this table? This table is Brahman. Go on merging the effect into cause, effect into cause, effect into cause, you will reach Brahman. Therefore, this whole world is Brahman only. Adhisthanam abhati tatha brahmanena. In the substratum, which looks like that. It is the substratum only, but it which looks like that. Indrigidhi Sivek we have seen. Asti bhati priya namrup. It is with everything, whether it is inert or sentient. It is always five things are there. But we are not able to see asti bhati priya. We are seeing the name and form only. But really speaking, in all name and form, asti bhati priya is there. Okay, I will give you one more example. You are all bored with the example of snake and rope. So I will give you another example. Shankaracharya says in Gurudev, the world has no separate existence from the Supreme Self. In case you see anything other than Brahman, it is false, like the properties, gunas. The blueness in the summer sky and the horrible green of the bony ghost in the post have no existence at all. The superimposition has no existence apart from its own substratum, which is seen to be a different form because of the observer's delusion. It is the jnani sees only naam roop. He is not able to see asti bhati priya. And the jnani sees the same world, but he is able to see asti bhati priya. And naam roop is secondary. This is the difference between a jnani and a jnani. It is just change of vision. Just change of vision. A jnani will see only naam roop. And jnani will see asti bhati priya first, then comes the naam roop. Naam roop is a superimposition. He knows this whole world is Brahman only. When the intellect have delusory misconceptions, hence we see the phenomenal world. It has no existence apart from its own substratum, the supreme reality. Any perception of the plurality is but a delusion of the mind. That means the whole world is a creation of mind only. So long the mind is there, world is there. When the mind is not there, world is not there. When you transcend mind, you reach that state.
Brantasya yadyat brahmata pratitam.
Brantasya yadyat brahmata pratitam.
Brahmaiva tattat rajatam hi shuktihi.
Brahmaiva tattat rajatam hi shuktihi.
Idam taya brahma sadaiva rupyate. Tvaropitam brahmani nama matram. Brantasa yad yad bhramata pratitam. Brahmaiva tattat rajatam hi shuktihi. Idam taya brahma sadaiva rupyate. Tvaropitam brahm.
Brantasya yat yat brahmatah pratitam brahma eva tat tat rajatam hi suktihi. Brantasya, we are deluded person. We are all Bhranta. We are deluded person. Yat yat, whatever, brahmatah, because of delusion, pratitam, pratitam it appears. For a deluded person, whatever appears to him, Brahma eva tat tat, that all is Brahma only. That tat tat, whatever you are perceiving, it is Brahman only. How? Example, rajatam hi sukti. Rajatam hi sukti. Have you heard this example earlier? Rajatam hi sukti. Rajatam means silver. Sukti means seashell, mother of pearl. Rajatam hi sukti. So deluded person will see world, and one which is not deluded will not. You see, jnani and ajnani both see the world, same world. Same world. But ajnani will say, this is namrup. He will see plurality. and Gyani will see. A Gyani will see plurality, and Gyani will see oneness everywhere, same where everything is same, one and same. So how is this world? It is a superimposition. Another example, like on Sukti, on Mother of Pearl, when in it shines, it looks like a silver. Suppose you have gone for a morning walk on seashore, and you will find there were cells are there, and when the light falls on that, it shines. And it shines like rajata, as silver. So at that time you see here and there some rajati, and you pick up and put it in the pocket and you know that. When you go near your car, let me see again. At that time it is not no more shining. Are ye kya leke aaya hum? Rajata hai sukti. Rajata hai sukti. So this examples also has got deep philosophy. What is the difference between the example of snake and rope and rajat and sukti? In the case of snake and rope, we are frightened, we want to run away. But in the case of rajat and sukti, we are attracted. Did you get it? Same way, jagat is like only that. It is only an appearance. Sometimes we hate and we want to run away. And sometimes we think, no, this is giving me sukti, we want to grab it. Is it not so? But the world is not there at all. In one case, we are attracted and we love that. Oh, isko pakro, this is rajat. This is giving me sukh. And sometimes, it looks like a snake. Or run away from this world. But jagat is not real. And we are all caught in this. We are all caught in this. Like snake on rope or rajat on sukti. We all are caught in this. Either pravritti or nivritti. Either pravritti or nivritti. Idam taya brahm sat eva rupyate tu aropitam brahmani nam matram. So brahm is ever present as this universe. Ever present. Always remember drigdrisivik, asti bhati priya namrubir. Always present asti bhati priya in everything, inert or sentient. And that which is superimposed on Brahman can only be a mere name. That's all. Whatever you superimpose on rope, you can call it a snake, or you can call it a dry garland, or a danda, or a bhuchidra. It's a crack in the floor. But what is the truth? Truth is rope. Truth is rope. Who creates all these things? Snake, bhuchidra, dry garland. Who creates? Mind. But somebody is seeing rope as it is. So it is nam matra. Whatever is seen is only nam matra. In Chandogya Upanishad, he said, vacharambanam vikaro nam deyam mrittikite eva satyam. We are making different pots from clay or mud. Then we say, this is Ganges pot, this is water pot, this is this pot, that pot. What is all this? It's only clay. The clay has taken different forms and we are giving different name for the purpose of transaction. That's all. In Drigdrisis Viveka also we have said, Srishti Naam Brahma Rupe Satchidananda Vastuni Abdhau Phe Nadi Vas Sarva Naam Rupa Prasanna. Srishti Naam Brahma Rupe, on the Brahma, the whole Srishti is what? Naam and Rupa, that's all. How is that? Like Abdhau Phe Nadi Vas. In the ocean there is waves, there is fena. What is that fena? Froth. Bubbles. What is all that? It's only oceanic water, that's all. And we tell, oh, this is froth, this is high wave, big wave, small wave, bubble. It's only oceanic water. Similarly, the whole world, Naam, Roop, is all superimposed on Brahman. It's only Brahman only. So now it is confirmed, Brahma is one, nanyadasti kinchana, there is nothing else here. Only Brahman is here. So whatever Naam Roop we are seeing, it is only Brahman only. Because everything is effect of Brahman. Now two verses are coming, beautiful verses about the Brahman.
Atah param brahma sadadvitiyam.
Atah param brahma sadadvitiyam.
Vishuddha vijnana ghanam niranjanam.
Vishuddha vijnana ghanam niranjanam.
Prashantamadyanta vihinam akriyam.
Prasantamadyanta vihina kriyam.
Nirantarananda rasa swarupam.
Nirantarananda rasa swarupam.
Nirastamaya krita sarva bhedam.
Nirastamaya krita sarva bhedam.
Nityam sukham nishkalam apramayam.
Nityam sukham niskalam aprameyam.
Arupam avyaktam anakhyam avyam.
Arupam avyaktam anakhyam avyam.
Jyoti swayam kinchididam chakasti.
Jyoti swayam kinchididam chakasti.
Atah param brahma sadadvitiyam vishuddha vijnana ghanam niranjanam prashantamadyanta vihinam akriyam nirantarananda rasa swarupam nirastamaya krita sarva bhedam nityam sukham nishkalam apramiyam arupam avyaktam anakhyam avyam jyoti swayam kinchididam chakasti.
Now the description of Brahman is given. These are all indicators. There are 20 indicators given in these two verses. 20 indicators. Atah param brahma sata dvitiyam visuddha vijnanaghan. There is nothing other than Brahman in this world. Only problem is this much. When I say a tree, the immediately the form of tree comes in my mind. Is it not so? But when I say sad, no form comes. So Brahman is also an object of the world, is it not so? In each and every object, Brahman is there. Asti bhati priya naam roop, it is there. In all inert or sentient being, that Brahman is there. But when I say chair, immediately a form comes, this is chair. When I tell you sat, no form comes. So to indicate that sat, now 20 words are used here. First is param, is supreme, paratparaha, it is beyond maya. Beyond maya means beyond body, mind, intellect, beyond maya, sattva, rajas, tamas, and the whole creation, beyond, param. Then second is sat. We see everything asat here. Everything is perishing, changing, dying. But he is sat, other than asat. Here we find everything antavan, it's all ending. Therefore we call him anant. How is that Brahman? Anant. Because everything we see here is antavan. We don't see anant. Infinite we can't see. The Sat, sat is trikhal tishtati iti sat. But in this world, nothing we find which is trikhal tishtati. It is asat. So according to Shankaracharya, there is no thing existing other than Brahman. But the people at that time forced him to say that there is vyavaharik satya. Vyavaharik satya. They said, you are saying, giving the example of pot, mud and pot, it's only clay. But the pot has got some vyavahar. It has got some value, I can use it. So therefore, Shankaracharya said, okay, I accept vyavaharik satya, but that is not paramarthik satya. This vyavaharik satya is limited in time. Limited in time and space. But it is not paramarthik satya. So don't get caught up in that vyavaharik satya. Advitiyam, advitiyam, non-dual. One without second. Advitiyam. Ekam advitiyam. Fourth, visuddham. Visuddham means vasana rahitam. It's not tainted by any impurities. Why it is not tainted by any impurity?
It is the creator of mind.
For contamination, you need two things. There is pure water, then you have to have some mud or dirt. Then you mix up, then it becomes dirty water. But Brahman is one and alone. There are nothing else, no impurities. So how can he be made impure? Therefore, visuddham is pure. Vasana rahitam. All the jiva have got the impurity. What is this impurity? Vasana. Vasana. Vasana is the curtain between me and my Lord. Remove the vasana, you will be able to meet your Lord. This is impurity. Vasanas are all impurities. Visuddham. Vijnanaghan. Vijnanaghan. We see everything in the world inert. So inertness is negated by Vijnanaghan. Sentient. How is that sentient? Is a Vijnan, absolute knowledge. It's not knowledge of anything. Because of presence of that Chetan, we get the knowledge of physics, chemistry and math. That is apprehended by intellect. Intellect is powered by Chetan. It is not the Chetan which knows physics, chemistry and math. Because of the presence of Chetan, the mind or intellect is able to understand everything of the world. Without this Chetan, mind and intellect are inert. They can't function. They can't function. Vijnanaghan. Gurudev calls it objectless knowledge. Objectless knowledge. Knowledge happens in mind and intellect. And how it happens? By way of thought. What is thought? In every thought, there is an object. There is an object. Vijnanaghan. It's objectless knowledge. Niranjanam. It's not tainted. Not stained by anything. If you want to understand more, contact Premaji. Niranjanam. Then, next is prasantam. Prasantam adiyanta vihinam akriyam nirantaram ananda sarupam. Prasantam santa. Prakrishna santa. In Bhagavad Gita it says jnanam labdha param santi. Many people ask this question, what will I get after knowledge? People think that I will become something special. Hello. Jnanam labdha param santi. You will get santi. Gurudev used to say many people used to come to him, rich people. Bhagwan ka diya, Maharaj ji sab kuch hai, magar santi nahi hai. Jnanam labdha param shanti. You will get shanti only by jnan. What is agitating your mind? All anatma vastu is agitating your mind. Satchidanand can't agitate your mind. So when you get this knowledge, who is agitating my mind? Then slowly, slowly you will withdraw from the world. Prasantam, prakrishtram santam, supremely peaceful. How can I get that santi? Next question, how can I? Transcend mind. Transcend mind. And Raman Maharshi has already said, what did he say? Manasam tu kim marga ne krite naiva manasam marga arjavat. Marg, this path is arjava, straightforward. Why are you fixing everything outside? You try to find out the sukh and dukh is experienced in the mind, find out whether the mind is there or not. The whole world, we have said, is not sat, it is asat. Is your mind sat? Why are you giving importance to your mind? Mind is also asat. Raman Maharshi says, analyze it. Manasam tukim, what is this mind? Margane krite, analyze it. Naiva manasam, you will find manas is not there, it is asat. It is not sat. Prasantam. Then adi antavihinam. In this world we find everything with adi, with the beginning, with the birth, and anta, adi anta. Bihinam. Bihinam means that Brahman is without any beginning or end. So you will never ask me question, who is father, who is cause of Brahman. He is causeless cause. Causeless cause. Adi anta bihinam. Adi anta is of object only. And Brahman is subject. He can never become object. Therefore, adiyant vihinam. Akriyam. Akriyam. Akriyam means? Akarta. Why is akarta?
No body.
No body and all that is good. Number two, there is no desire in him. Desire is because of this, no? Desire is because of this. But he is Brahman. He knows his own true nature. No desire. There is no question of action. And Brahman is all pervading. There is no space to act. Therefore, he can't act. Can't act. All pervading, therefore he can't act, number one. And number two, since he has got no desire, no action. And in Isavasu Upanishad, we have seen, for doing any action, what we have to do? For any action, you need gross body, subtle body, causal body. And how is Brahman? Without gross body, subtle body, and nirgun, nirakar. How you get body? With guna. With maya, with prakriti, with sattva, rajas and tamas, nirgun, nirakar. Since he is nirgun, no akar. Akar can be formed only by five great elements. Nirgun, nirakar. Nirantar ananda sarupam. Nirantar ananda sarupam. Nirantar, continuous. It is like a perennial river. Continuously giving water. Nirantar, no stoppage. We are all stuck in Priya, Mod and Pramod. Various degrees of Ananda. Priya, this is giving joy. It's continuous. It is not the joy of an object. It is a bliss state. It is not received through object. And we have seen many times, sarvatra, sarvada, chetan, swatantra, anayas, you see. Mahavirji remembers. Anayas. Anayas means what? Without any effort. For getting sukh from the world, we have to put in effort. Anayas. And that is sarvada, always, sarvatra, at all places. Chetan. That sukh is of different type. It's not through object. Swatantra. It is not dependent on object. Worldly sukhs are all dependent on object. If I get this, then I feel happy for a few moments. After that, another desire comes and we become again unhappy. Nirandra Ananda Sarupam. So we should meditate on this word, these words. And don't meditate with the electronic device. Ek chala diya, record chala diya, and started meditating. No. Meditate on these words. Understand the meaning. These are all the indicator directing toward that tattva. Then it is said, nirasta maya kritam sarva vedam, nirasta transcending. Transcending all veda, all distinctions created by whom? Maya krit. All the divisions are made by maya. Maya, from maya came all five great elements, and the five great elements, my body, pind and brahmand were made. So all plurality is because of maya. So it says nirasta, transcend, go beyond the plurality, destroy, eradicate. One Mahatma says, you are talking about maya? Realize, master. He says, yahan to maya ki chhaya bhi nahi hai. You are seeing maya plurality. And the jnani says, are yahan to maya ki chhaya bhi nahi hai. And he is mast. I hope you understand the mast word. He is mast. How are we? We are thrust, agitated. We are best, very busy. Or sust, lazy. So sust indicates tamogun, best indicate rajogun, thrust indicate rajogun. See? And when you discard all this mayakrit vedam, all asta, nirasta means asta, all gone, nirasta, then you become masta. So if you want to become masta, what you have to do? Nirasta, asta karo sabka. Now how many types of bhedas are there, you see? How many types of bhedas are there? There is difference between, three things are there, na? Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. We all have got the doubts about Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. So there is a difference between Jeev and Jeev. Or between Jagat and Jagat. Table is not chair, chair is not table. Ishwar, Ishwar. There are different type of Ishwar, so many devatas. Lord Ram is not Krishna. They are of different qualities. There is a difference between Jeev and Ishwar. There is a difference between Jeev and Jagat. Ishwar and Jagat, there are different types of Vedas. And he says, nirasta, all these Vedas are done by maya. Starting from Ishwar, Jagat and Jeeva. Kisne banaya? Maya ne banaya. Brahman alone was there earlier. Brahman alone. Maya created whole of this thing. So before Maya nirasta, how Ajnani says, mujhme tujhme bhed yahi hai, main nar tu narayan. Ajnani will say, main nar hu tu narayan. Bhed. But when knowledge dawns, after Maya nirasta, मुझमें तुझमें कोई भेद नहीं, नो डिफरेंस. फ्रॉम विच स्टैंड पॉइंट? फ्रॉम द स्टैंड पॉइंट ऑफ चेतन. विथ उपाधि वी आर डिफरेंट, विथ उपाधि एवरीबडी इज डिफरेंट, विदाउट उपाधि. सो दैट यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड इन इंटेलेक्ट. अब ऐसे जाके नहीं करते ना कि भाई देर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन यू एंड मी सो आई एम गोइंग टू हग अदर्स वाइफ. आई एम आत्मन, सी इज ऑल्सो आत्मन, वन एंड सेम. अरे नो, यू आर हगिंग विद उपाधि. यू हैव टू थिंक वेन यू आर डूइंग द लोक व्यवहार एट दैट टाइम यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी आर ट्रांजेक्टिंग विथ उपाधि, विथ माया. So when at that time Riti Niti is to be all followed. But in intellect we should think, yes, everything, ant is also Brahman, elephant is also Brahman, chair is also Brahman, table is also Brahman, everything is Brahman only. Tiger is also Brahman. So that doesn't mean, oh, Bag Mama, I will hug you. No. Tiger will hug you and eat you. With upadhi. With upadhi, you have to. Nityam sukham niskalam aprameyam. Nityam. It is eternal. Nitya. And in the whole world, we find all anitya. He is kalatita, beyond time. We are all limited in time. Sukham, sukham. This sukh is not opposite of dukkha. This sukh is not opposite of dukkha. Sometimes when the dukkha is not there, we feel we are sukhi. It is not that sukh. It is different. Sukham, sukham means what? Kha means akash, space. Kha means kham vayu. It has come in Bhagavad Gita. Kha means akash. So we see akash outside. There is also a akash space inside also. It is called Hridayakash. Hridayakash. Or Hriday Guha. Hridayakash or Hriday Guha. It is not our pumping heart. It is that heart where all emotions are there. Where you experience all emotions, that heart. So when that akash is su, when that akash is su, means conducive position is there, then you experience sukh. When hridayakash is du, when it was su, we were experiencing sukh. When the circumstances there in the Hridayakasa are not conducive, so we experience dukkha. Now you understand the word sukha and dukkha. Kha means akash. Akash is outside, akash is inside. When in the Hridayakasa it is su, it is good, we experience sukha. When it is atmosphere there is bad, we experience dukkha. Patanjali defines sukha as anukul vedaniyam sukham. Anukul vedaniyam, conducive circumstances. Then it is sukha. So atma tattva is always sukha swarupa. It is nitya. You can say it nitya sukha also. Okay, next is niskalam. Niskalam means? Niskalam means?
No part.
Kala, root is kala. Like in moon, there are 16 kalas, 16 types of moon, waxing and waning. Or kalpurja, kal means part. Niskalam, there is no part there, there is no kala in there. It is one homogeneous type of thing. Since there is no part, there is no question of decay. Whenever there is a part, it will decay. Niskalam. In earlier rupee used to have 16 parts, solayana. Like in our dollar we have what, 100 parts. 100? Yes, 100 parts. Aprameyam. Aprameyam. Prameya means object. Aprameya. You cannot objectify it. Aprameyam. You cannot make it object. It is subject. This subject can never become object. Therefore, you can never perceive by with your organs of perception and mind. With your organs of perception and mind. Why? Because it is cause of your mind and organ of perceptions. Cause of your organs of perception, mind, organs of action, it is the cause of the whole world. Therefore, it cannot be perceived. Then arupam, avyaktam, anakhyam, abhyam. Arupam, formless. Formless because it is without guna. It is arupam. Avyaktam, avyaktam means manifest. Avyaktam means not manifest. If you want to manifest anything, you have to take the help of, you have to take five great elements, then only you can manifest. Anakhyam. Anakhyam, no name. Aap to bolte rahte ho Brahman, Brahman, Brahman. What is this Brahman then? Uska koi naam nahi hai, there is no name. Why no name? Not required. Why not required? Ek aadmi hai, is one alone. One and one alone. No name needed. No transaction happening there. Anakhyam. Why you say Brahma? Brihatat iti Brahma. It is because infinite. Anything which is infinite, we call it Brahma. So next question comes. So there are more, few more, we'll take it in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.